Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Where you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can also subscribe on iTunes. And when you do that, you can also give us a review. Like, you know, I don't know, 5 stars? Something like that? Something like 5 stars. And then you can tell your friends. You could share the link. You could like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all Sex with Emily. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. And thanks to my listeners for emailing me all your questions at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you, and I do read all your emails. And keep them coming, please. Tonight's show is going to be awesome. I'm here with Anderson.
Hey, Sex.
Hey, Anderson. How you doing, baby?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We're here at the Loveline Studio.
Hey, I got an idea for you.
Uh-oh, what?
You know how you got a lot of sex toys, like, hanging out in your garage?
Yeah,
all lonely?
Yeah.
What's the holidays?
You want one?
No.
Oh.
But I think you should go somewhere where there's a bunch of single ladies with like a sack full of them.
And be like Santa of sex toys?
You could be like Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz?
Yeah. And you could just like start flinging them out to everybody.
That's
like, hey,
a
happy
video.
Holidays.
I should do that for YouTube because we did that a few years ago in San Francisco. We went to the Giants game. And I had, it was for Easter though. I had an Easter basket filled with toys. And I went up to a lot of people at the Giants game. This
were you,
on my
were
YouTube
you dressed
channel.
As a bunny?
I was not dressed as a bunny.
Oh, come on.
I should have been. You're right. That's actually better. I should have been. But I was like, do you know what this is? And they'd pull stuff out and I'd ask them, like, they had like a Tanga masturbation sleeve that comes in an egg and like the mask blowjob strips and like no one knew what they like random people. I'd catch them and they didn't know what they were. But that's not the
same. I'm picturing someone like handing it to their kid saying, is it a toy?
I try not to talk to
kids. A lightsaber?
But like, I feel like that is a good idea. And people, when I said that on the show that I had so many to give away, I got so many emails from my listeners and I would love to give them away. But the problem is a lot of people from out of the country, first of all. And the postage and the mailing and the thing, it's expensive.
Yeah, don't ever offer to give stuff away. People love free stuff, even if they don't want it.
Honestly, I will give away toys. I will, but I can't give away everything in my garage. In fact, I think I've given away a lot of it. But besides that, the point is I want to give you all something. Maybe if you sent me a self-addressed stamped envelope for like $10, I'd send you something.
You know what another great video would be?
What?
An Emily garage sale.
I was going to do that too.
That'd be a fun video, watching the people come by and like root through all your dildos.
Yeah, that would be funny.
How much for this one?
How much for this one? You get that for $2.50. We should do that. They're all from, a lot of them are from Good Vibes. If you like sex toys, go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily. Okay, today's show, we're going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We've got someone who wants to know why his wife doesn't initiate sex enough. Anderson is a married man. Can you relate to this?
No, because I'm newly married.
Oh, you ain't married in a year. You don't even count. I'll talk to you in 2 years. So, but it's true. A lot of women, the number one complaint I hear from men is that women do not initiate sex. That's one of them. Another one is about, oh, guess what? Anal sex. It's another favorite topic of our listeners. We got another email.
Are you talking about things we're going to get to?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I know that Monroe's got to catch a bus. I'm
oh,
worried
Monroe.
About
okay.
A train.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Monroe. I didn't forget she was here. I forgot she's in a time restraint. Okay. Monroe is my new intern. Monroe is amazing. She is 19 years old, and she's been writing. Go to my website and read her blogs. They're amazing. It's called My Journey to Orgasm. Now, Monroe, we have a very selective process. We had a lot of people who applied for our internship, and I really liked Monroe and Lindsay, who's sitting in another room. And Monroe, I come to find out after she's hired and she's in my house for the first meeting that she's 19.
Yeah.
And she's never had an orgasm.
Never had an orgasm.
So she's been writing about, which is so, thank you so much for being so, I did not ask her. I don't force my intern to do anything, but she offered. So we've been giving her sex toys, and she's been writing these amazing blog posts because she hasn't had an orgasm yet.
Not.
And it's a journey, her journey. So can you talk to me so far about your experience, like now, like working towards your orgasm?
Yeah. Okay. So the first time I decided to come home with the toys from Emily's garage, which is really, really, really filled with all kinds of toys. I was drawn to the butterfly kiss.
Yes, it's
butterfly
a good
kiss.
Vibes toy, by the way, which is awesome. Goodvibes.com. Yeah.
Yeah. I have never used any kind of toy before in my life. I was a little bit ashamed to do masturbation. And a lot of women are, which is what I found out.
A lot of
research.
Women are. Absolutely.
And so I started with that. I decided to go inside of the shower, which is where I go normally, and started to play around with it. I've been listening to the show for a little bit, so I've learned that I'm supposed to try different motions, different positions, standing, sitting, etc., etc. And I almost came to a climax for the first time, which was very, very intense. And
wow.
I'm really looking forward to actually getting to the orgasm
so
part.
How did you felt like you were getting there and then you like stopped yourself? Or
I felt like I was out of control, like my body was twitching literally.
Wow.
And I could no longer hold on to the toy.
So maybe you had one. No, you would know.
I feel like there's a little bit more to it. It's like, you know, when you're getting towards an orgasm, you're twitching, you're like your body, you feel it. But I didn't get there because they let go. And
that's
if only
good,
I didn't let go.
I love, well, the next, honey, you've got time and you've got more time. We've got a new package actually from Good Vibes because they decided to sponsor your orgasm.
Woo!
Have you ever had a sponsored orgasm? So they sent her a big package. Her and my other intern, of a bunch of toys that you're going to pick up at my house this weekend, but it's kind of like a super beginner excited. Kit. There's a book by Sadie Allison. She wrote a book. I think it's a masturbation book for women. I can't slipping my name right now, but it's slipping my mind. But it's a really good book. It's two books. Right. I think they sent you another butterfly kiss because they didn't know I gave you one, and they sent you another vibrator, a few of them because they're so, they just want, you know, they gave me my first, I got my first vibrator, Good Vibes.
Nice.
Yes. And I went there and they help you and they walk you through it. So, so you've had sex before.
I've definitely had sex.
Okay. Yeah. So you've had intercourse, but you never, did guys perform oral sex and try to, did you try to have orgasms? I mean, obviously you did, but.
I would say most guys are, they come first all the time for most guys. They don't really care too much to make sure that the woman does orgasm because sometimes it takes women like an hour and 30 minutes to orgasm.
Absolutely.
It takes definitely a good amount of time. What I did learn through research and through listening and my own experiences is that most women experience, 47% of women do experience their first orgasm through masturbation, self-love. Very few percentage ever experience it through penetration. And then another few percent, like 13%, experience it through petting is what I've learned.
Right.
So I decided to go the route of
masturbation.
Yeah, masturbation. It's man versus machine for me right now.
I know. This is what I love. You wrote man versus machine. Who's going to get you there first?
Because exactly.
Now you have a date, right, this weekend?
I have a date this weekend. I've been having sex with this guy for a while now, and he's full on committed to making sure I
oh my god, he wants to be the one.
Yeah.
Wait, does he realize he's up against the Terminator? Does he know this?
A few Terminators.
The Terminator. I haven't given
the
him
Terminators.
The Terminators, right.
Exactly.
Is he aware of this?
He's totally aware, and he thinks he's gonna be the first one to
Good
make
for
it.
Him.
I'm just like, go for it. I enjoy the sex. He's very, very aggressive. I'm a newly proclaimed submissive myself, so I am up for the challenge.
Good.
I want to see who's going to make
it.
I
think
first.
It's interesting. Okay, you have to like text me right after.
Yeah.
That but I think it's interesting that what you said is that, and you're also 19, so you're you're sleeping with men who are in your age range.
I've always been a little bit more accustomed to older men. He's not that old. I'd say he's like 15 years older than I am.
Oh, that's
30s is good for me.
Wait a minute. Okay, so he's in his 30s. I was going to say something about 19 to early 20s guys who do come quickly and who do not know that much about pleasing a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's in his 30s. He knows.
He knows. He's the first one who's actually been dedicated to make sure he puts in the time and the effort.
Oh, good. Okay.
And he's...
Did you pick up on the fact that she's like, he's not that much older. He's just 15 years old.
Dude, that's 35.
For me, that's not that bad, though.
Okay. You mean you are very mature.
You're like what? Like, what's the oldest guy you ever dated?
Oh, I don't want to disclose that. But
right now, I got an old gray-haired man in my head. Okay, so we're going there.
I think probably someone who's probably 2 years older than him. 37. Yeah, that's not that bad. The youngest guy I've ever dated was probably like 2 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like older men. Did you have like issues with daddy things? Are you close to their father?
I'm close with my father. Close enough, I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. But. So I think this is great because it is true that most women do have their first orgasm through masturbation, and that it takes time is what I always say. Like my friend in college took 30 days. She was like every day, and it wasn't until like the third week that she finally like had an orgasm. And the reason why this is so important for women is because I was raised too. It wasn't until my mother told me, like I was like 19, I had an orgasm, and she was like, "Well, this is," she gave me a book, and it's because women. I believed that it was the man's responsibility to give me an orgasm. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have sex and then I'll have an orgasm. It didn't even occur to me to masturbate. I don't even think I knew what masturbation was.
Yeah.
And I have like very liberal parents. I went to a good high school. It was public high school, but still did not know.
I mean,
there wasn't shows like Sex with Emily. And so did you think that too, or did you?
I definitely thought that. I thought it was about making sure that the man is thoroughly pleased. Thoroughly pleased. And what I'm discovering now is that you have to learn how to love yourself more and be more concerned with yourself too during sex.
Absolutely.
Not just completely dedicated to his pleasure.
I love that you know this, Monroe. See, I didn't know this either. And I think it's funny because I thought it was my generation, but your generation too.
Yeah.
I believe too, it's all about the man and looking good and like make sure you swallow and whatever. Like all the stuff that I learned, I was like, make sure he's happy. Oh, it doesn't matter about me. Like, oh, it'll happen. It'll happen. But the reason why it's so important for you to figure it out is because then you know your body and you know you can explain to him, well, I need to move this way or that way. And, and it's like they're happy that you know.
Exactly. You know yourself a little bit more. You know your body a lot more. And it builds confidence, and it's very important to be confident in bed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what else have you learned so far? I'm like looking at your blogs, and you guys got to check it out at sexwithemily.com. The second blog she posted November 20th was Shower Sex with Myself. So we just talked about that one. And then the first one, My Journey to Orgasm.
Yeah. Another thing that I did learn is that I, like, there's various amounts of porn
right
that you can use as stimulation. Also, it's very educational porno.
Right.
I learned that I am, I'm stimulated by lesbian porn.
Right.
But I found out that a lot of straight women are stimulated by lesbian porn as well. So I say, find what kind of porn stimulates you. It gets you going. It gets you wet on your own, because a lot of women have a problem not getting wet, lubricating themselves. So
exactly. That's so true. Porn. Where do you go? What porn channel do you watch?
I do YouPorn. YouPorn. It's the easiest segue to whatever.
No, that's so true. And it's funny because I did a podcast. This is going to come out. So it might have already come out by the time this comes out, but with Dr. Drew's wife, Susan Pinsky, and she was saying the same thing, that sometimes just turn yourself on. A lot of women, they're not in the mood for sex. They're not in the mood for, and you know, they're the low libido, and you want to turn yourself on. They want to know what is wrong, and you can just watch some porn or to have an active imagination and try to get yourself there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Porn is great. Women think porn's for men, you know. It's
for
everybody. Women too. You find
out,
and there's so much porn out there that you can obviously find something that turned you on.
Porn for couples.
Exactly. So. Porn for couples, porn for everyone. There's porn for everyone. So you're trying your clitoris and your G spot, are you like putting your fingers inside?
Yeah. I haven't actually experimented with my fingers yet. So that's, I guess, the next turn.
Yeah, but it's good. Actually, it's clitoral orgasms usually, I don't want to say, there's no average, but it is true that once a woman has a clitoral orgasm, it's easier to achieve like a G-spot orgasm once she's turned on that way.
Yeah.
So does your family know you're working with me?
My cousins, my close cousins, a few of my brothers.
Okay.
My mom and dad are very,
your employer,
very African,
your
so,
real
yeah.
employer. Okay. Oh my God, I love this picture you posted. Oh, all the crazy, I'm looking at the picture on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
I really did send you home with a lot. The crazy girl products. Do you like the crazy girl products?
I do. It smells amazing. Especially when it's like, I don't know, you just woke up the next day, you have random company come over, you need to get ready really quickly. So.
Yeah, Crazy Girl products are amazing. Everyone should check them out. You go to, what is it? It is, go to my website, click on the Crazy Girl banner, and you get special discount if you use the coupon code that's there. So go
I
to
love
sex
the shaving cream they have.
Oh my God, their shaving cream is unbelievable. Like
it's
no
really,
stubble
really good.
And like the pheromone spray.
Yeah.
And I gave you all of it.
It smells like vanilla.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Everybody loves vanilla.
Exactly. So. And it's really reasonably priced too. So if you guys are looking for gifts for the holiday season, Crazy Girl makes just like the most amazing products that are pheromone infused, and they make you feel sexy. And they've got products for men too on their Max for Men site. So you can check that out as well. Okay. Monroe, so what else? So how are you liking the internship so far?
I love the internship.
I'm so glad. Day
it's
one,
so
she
great.
Left with
yeah.
bags of toys. How could it be bad? I always say, I'm like, my intern, like, interns, isn't that indentured? I'm like, no, they have fun. She's learning to have an orgasm.
Yes.
It's good.
Hey guys, I don't want to rain on the party.
Uh-huh.
But, what you guys were talking, you got to go, Monroe. I know that, but you were talking right before we began this program that to have an orgasm, you got to get out of your head. And it seems like Monroe is more in her head than any other woman in America right now who's trying to have an orgasm.
That's
right?
True.
No. I don't feel like
I mean, she's studying it like it's a science.
No, but
she can
study it, but in the moment of trying to have your orgasm, you got to get out of your head.
Which is the whole point
meditation.
Of pleasing yourself. You should know. You should know where you feel comfortable, know what you like.
Right.
Otherwise, if you do that and you're trying to have an orgasm via penetration with a partner, it's going to be a whole lot harder if you don't have that confidence, if you don't know what how your body works.
Right. But what we're saying is if this is the problem that a lot of women had is they're thinking, how do I look?
Yeah.
Is he having an orgasm? Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And we almost like trick ourselves because we're so in our head. Is it going to happen? So do you ever meditate or anything or do any I wonder if you could just focus on your breath or focus on the sensations. Like when you find yourself thinking, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? You can go back to, I wonder how this butterfly kiss vibrator feels on my clitoris. You can think about the feeling, the sensation. So when your mind, when you're in your head, go back to the sensation in your body, what it feels like. Because we all do that.
Hey, what time's your train leave? I'm sorry. I see you watching the clock and I'm worried for you.
I don't want you.
You got to go.
5 minutes, your train leaves? Okay, you better go then.
Yeah.
You're the best, Monroe. Thank you so much. It's been so fun. We're going to have you come back and give reports.
Of course. I would love to.
I know. And then we're going to have someone jump out of a cake for you when you have your orgasm or something.
Awesome.
I can't think of anything better right now, but I don't know.
How about a pie?
A pie?
Yeah.
I love pie.
Okay, whatever you want, honey. Okay, thank you. Have a great night. So, yeah, that's The Journey to O. Check out her blog on sexwithemily.com.
See, like, shouldn't like a guy wearing an O Superman costume jump out of a pie? Wouldn't that make more sense?
That would make more sense. Thank you. It's late. I wasn't coming up with anything, but someone jumping out of a cake. But that's a good one. I like it, Anderson.
I'm worried that she's going to miss her train. I'm really concerned about that.
Tell her if she misses her train, I'll drive her.
what about the irony? If she's trying to catch her train and she actually comes on her bike on the way there.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
That'd be pretty great.
I'd pick her up either way. Tell her that if she misses her train, I'll pick her up. Seriously. Okay. All right. We've got a little bit of sex in the news here. So we've got average age of first intercourse by country. The youngest on the list is Iceland at an average age of 15.6 years old. That's young.
Israel. And they're hot. They're really hot.
I know, right?
My mic turned off. Sorry.
I know, honey. Israel is almost as eager at 16.17, followed by Brazil at 17.4 years old, and the United States at 18 years old. East Asians wait longest, China at 22, and Malaysians at 23. I thought Americans would be ahead of this, like 14. Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
I don't know if I trust that survey there.
I don't know. Why not? You think? I think the Brazilian, I don't know. Who knows?
I know that I was one of the youngest in my grade, and I lost mine when I was like 13. And I was very young. Most of my friends were like 17.
That's illegal. Who are you having sex with?
An older chick.
How old was she?
22.
Shut up. A 22-year-old raped you?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't rape. It was
pretty
good.
It's kind of rape. It's illegal.
She drove a Porsche, and she was hot.
Really?
But I had to break up with her because she was an alcoholic, and that didn't go over well. She tried to run me over.
She really
tried to hit me in her Porsche, yeah.
How many times did you have sex with her before she tried to run you over?
Probably 10, 11.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
She used to get like, no. What? No.
She was drunk the whole time picking up her
Porsche? Always drunk. It was awesome. They'd say that they're, because her and her friend, and they'd say that they're my mom, and they'd come pick me up from school and take me to like their DUI court appearances. And then we'd go bang. It was a good time.
Both of them?
No, just the one.
She was hot?
She was pretty, yeah. She was pretty.
Did she teach you anything about sex?
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
No,
really.
Right.
I was
You're
just
like, oh
having
my God.
Sex, and it was kind of cool.
13. And then what about after that? When did you have sex again?
It was all kind of downhill because she was like really, really wild. And still to this day, if a girl's really wild in bed, I don't like it because it reminds me of the older 22-year-old chick.
A lot
chick.
Of us get stuck at trauma. It's
but not
traumatic.
In a good way. A lot of people with traumatic, like they want to go back to it over and over again.
Right.
And now if a girl, I'm married now, but like when a girl would become real aggressive in bed, I'd be like, ooh. And I think it's because of that chick.
Me. What was the aggressive thing that someone did in bed that made you go, ew? I just want to know what that means to you.
This one, well, like we'd be in her car at a park or something, you know, at night. And she'd be like, you know, down there in the crotch area. And she'd be like talking to me while she was down there. Like, you got to finish in my mouth. You got to do that. And I, like, even when I was a 13-year-old kid, I was like, this is kind of freaking
out. But
you're
in a closed car.
I didn't like her telling me what to do to her.
Oh.
It was creepy.
Okay, got it. So if a woman tells you what to do to her, you don't like that?
Yeah. Okay. I guess not.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We could analyze this for hours.
Let's not do that.
Okay, breaking up during the holidays. This is very common. I got interviewed by the New York Post today about this. They wanted to know, is it indeed true that more people break up over the holidays? And the best study I could find was one that was done 2 years ago on Facebook. And it was an infographic of breakups on Facebook throughout the year. And there's a huge peak 2 weeks before the holidays. Second only to spring cleaning, that's spring break time. The lowest day of breakups was Christmas Day. So if you're going to break up, do it before the 25th. But I think you always hear this. People break up over the holidays. It's a very sensitive time of year. Maybe you're thinking, I don't want to buy him a new present or a present. I don't want to go out with the family. And you just start evaluating your life and you think, I don't want to be this person. I'm going to break up with them. But it is kind of a bummer because people attach so much emotion to the holidays. And it's
plus, I think a lot of people are going back home and they know they're going to see like old flings there or people
that
they could have
too.
Because they're almost like little mini reunions at this point, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Like one of the best parties in town is when you go back home for Thanksgiving. The night before Thanksgiving goes off.
Yeah, no, I do. I'm going to Michigan next. I'm going to Michigan for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're
going to
get some old strange.
Well, I don't think so. Because everyone's like married now. But everyone's divorced now, actually. They were married, now they're divorced. There's no one for me in Michigan, I don't think.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I won't get laid. It's fine. So why do people break up, though? They don't want to include you in their plans. It's always a sign of breakup. This is how you can know. They're not including you in their plans, but that any time of year, if they don't include you, they stop inviting you out, you would know. If your partner starts distancing himself, either emotionally, either physically or emotionally, this is another warning sign. Finally, if you're no longer connecting intimately, this can be sexually or just touching. This is another strong sign that the relationship is heading south. So if you're dissatisfied with your life and relationship, it's going to feel that much worse during the most happiest time of year. It might make it painfully obvious that you need to break up. So yeah, I think that I don't like all, like I always hear from people all the time, like, yeah, I want to break up my girlfriend, but we got a trip planned to Hawaii or we've got a trip, whatever. We got a wedding coming up. It's like, no, you got to break up with your partner when it's to break up with your partner. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You're doing them a favor. If you know and you're with someone right now and you know you want to break up with them, just do it because you're doing them a favor because they're no longer in a relationship with someone that doesn't want to be with them. Think about it that way. It's selfish to not break up with someone just because you want the present or the trip to Hawaii, I think, personally. Although I have dumped people. I did break up with a guy on New Year's Eve once just because I met another guy that I liked.
Right before midnight?
It was the morning of. He had a whole day to get a new date.
Oh, because I thought maybe like you saw the new person. You wanted to make sure you sidled up
bad.
Next to him.
This was a long, long time
ago. For the big kiss.
It was a long time ago. It was coming to an end, and I should have done it earlier. I used to be really bad. I used to spend half my relationships trying to get out of them. But
there's like, yeah, I heard that about you. That's funny.
I don't do that anymore.
As soon as you'd be in a relationship, you just start thinking,
I gotta get out of it.
Plotting how to
get
out of it.
How the hell did I get in this and how the hell do I get out of it?
But I think there's a lot of people out there, too, that they're not sure. Like, they feel like it's over, but they're not sure that they want to give up. Because, like, the lifestyle of being with that person and they're sentimental and they have a hard time being sure that it's the right thing to do to say goodbye to that person. So,
I didn't like him. Like, he was a good guy. Just, you know, sex wasn't great. That's why I started.
You should have taught him. Really?
I didn't know yet. I mean,
wait, he's the inspiration?
One of them.
That poor bastard.
No, it was really bad sex for really like 2 years. Like,
does he have any idea that he inspired this phenomenon?
No, I hope he doesn't listen.
This empire.
It was just one. It was one of a series of bad sex experiences where I thought sex has got to be better than this. And not that I didn't have good sex, but a lot of people weren't having good sex or good relationships, and so that's why I started the show because I figured I wanted to get to the bottom of it. And help the world, and help myself.
How was the sex bad? I always wonder about that.
With him in particular, I feel so bad. It's such a violation talking about it, but no one knows who he is. He was a premature ejaculator.
Okay, that's bad.
And the problem is, like a minute, and the Minuteman.
How long for refractory?
There like wasn't even a refractory period. Like he couldn't even.
Like the next day.
And when he refracted, when he came back, it would be another minute again. Like there was no. And he had a really small penis. It was like a twofer. So I couldn't figure out if it was that he had a small penis and he was so insecure that I didn't know what it was.
See, I think ladies have this problem, but me as a guy, I've never really thought bad sex. I've thought, I'd like her to do different things or I wish she was more open to this and that. But as long as I'm attracted to her and I like her, you can't have bad sex as a guy.
So Woody Allen said, it's like pizza. Like there's no such thing as like a bad pizza. Like you can't have like a bad orgasm.
Well, for a guy like Woody Allen. Any kind of vagina is pizza. Yeah.
Exactly. No, it's true. Guys probably don't have as much bad sex. They have little things like, oh, I wish she'd initiate it. I wish that she'd. But for women, for me, but here's the thing. It wasn't so bad. He was really amazing at oral sex. And it wasn't that his penis was small. So all you guys are going, my penis is too small. That was like the second thing. It was more of the premature ejaculation. And then we had all these books on it. There's this book called, what's it called? The Multi-Orgasmic Man. And we had all these things we were going to do, but he was never sticking with the program to work on it. But he could also, Promescent was around. He could have just used some Promescent, which is one of my sponsors. And I love them because I've actually used Promescent. It's a spray, desensitizing spray that you put. I haven't used it on my penis because I don't have one. But it actually helps men with premature ejaculation. It's desensitizing. It's the only FDA-approved treatment. And the thing about Promescent is that, just go to my website and click on the banner. The thing about it is that it's not even if you only last a minute. Even if you last 5 minutes, but your girlfriend takes 15 minutes to have an orgasm, you might want to last a little longer. So it doesn't, it's amazing. I'm just saying it's a miracle because I've used it actually and it works.
I feel like this should have been around a long time.
I wish it wasn't. Yeah.
I bet you the show
you
might not
I'd
exist.
I'd be married to this guy.
You'd be okay with that guy.
He wanted to get married.
Can we go back real quick to that 22-year-old so-called rapist? It wasn't
sorry, I was kidding. She's not a rapist.
It wasn't just that she, like, her telling me what to do. But
I know exactly.
There was another thing. They were like, I just remember when we were at Motel 6 one time.
Oh, not lovely.
And she's
classy.
Well, she's 22 and I'm, 13. But she's telling me, she's, all right, this just got uncomfortable because Reggie, the security guard, came in here and he's very uptight.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like to hear about sex. But she was saying, Reggie's fleeing now. See you, Reg. Sorry, buddy. She was saying, look at how wet you're making me. Look at how wet. And it just freaked me out.
Oh, but the way she was saying it.
You're making me so wet right now. And I remember looking. I'm like, it is kind of wet. It's kind of creepy.
You probably just didn't understand it. And it didn't sound like she was saying it in a hot, sexy way.
Well, I don't know.
And you were 13.
Yeah.
It's okay, dude. I think you're fine.
I just freaked out our security guard, by the way. He fled.
Why? He doesn't want to hear about
it. He does not want to hear about that.
He doesn't want to hear about your sexual experiences in a Porsche when you were 13.
One time I pulled up penises just to show our security guard. He got very upset.
Really?
He's a black man and he turned red.
Well, that's what happens around here. You never know what we're going to talk about, right? It gets crazy. Okay. So I'm going to read some emails from the people.
Let's do it.
Okay. So thanks, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, dear Emily, I've been with my wife for 8 years now. We have what I would say normal sex life. I like to masturbate, and she does not mind when I do, but she does not masturbate at all. I've asked her about it, and she says if she needs sex, she will just get it from me. She's had toys in the past but never used them herself. She would only let me use them on her. She says it's weird. Is it normal for a woman not to masturbate? Also, how do I get her to initiate sex? In the 8 years we've been together, she's initiated 2 times, and I had to tell her to do it, and then it happened the next morning. I would just like it more. Once again, we have talked about it, but she doesn't go for it. Please help. Thanks, Brian. Okay, Brian, there's 2 issues here. If she doesn't masturbate, I don't like to say that things are normal and not normal. Sure, some people masturbate, some people don't. I find it, like, I think that everyone should masturbate, especially women, like we just talked about earlier in the show with Monroe, my intern, because that's how women learn to have orgasms. They learn what part of their bodies feel good, and then they learn how to communicate that with their partner. So I would say that, you know, yeah, she probably should masturbate, but it's not horrible that she doesn't. But I'm concerned, like, that she grew up with a really religious background, because there's a lot of people who have a lot of hang-ups around masturbation. They think it's wrong. They're going to go to hell. They're going to grow a beard if they're a woman, whatever they, all those stories they hear. So maybe she's got some hang-ups around sex. Also, I don't know why she thinks it's weird to masturbate. So that's my thing about religion, that could be it. That also, how do you get her to initiate sex? It sounds like you tell her and she does it the next day. It's like you never want to tell someone to have them do it right away. And then you're like, ugh, I just told you, you know, and you don't want to have to tell them. But I would try to find out. I would try to have a conversation with her without telling her what to do. Find out what really turns her on. Like, it sounds like there might be something that you could be doing and having conversations that are healthy around fantasy. Ask her the most favorite time that you guys have sex together. What's her number one memory of the time you guys have slept together? And you could find out where her head's at. Well, I love the time that we were laying down in a bed of rose petals on the bed. And maybe she's a romantic. I don't know what it is, but I think you guys have to open up the dialogue around sex rather than you saying just initiate it. It sounds like she has something else going on sexually that's not allowing her to even be present for you sexually. She might need some therapy. She might need to go talk to a therapist about it. Maybe you guys can go together, or just try to talk to her about it in a very loving, supportive way, not an angry way, not I wish you initiated sex, not I wish you masturbated, but babe, I want to talk about our sex life. I think we could expand it, not improve it. Don't use the word improve, or it could get better. I'd like to expand it. And that way, you know, maybe you could watch porn together. I don't know if she'd be into that. Get some more toys that make her feel good. Just do some, start a dialogue around it. And it doesn't necessarily happen in the bedroom. It might happen when you're on a long road trip. It could happen at breakfast. Not the best time to talk about sex in bed.
And it could be happening.
What could be happening?
She could just be masturbating and not wanting to admit it.
But why do you think? I mean,
she's ashamed.
But she says it's weird. You think she's, well, right.
It's probably weird talking about it.
But that's weird.
You need to set up some cameras.
Okay, that to me is weird. I think that couples need to talk about their sex life.
Absolutely, but a lot of people are really embarrassed about it.
I know that a lot of people are, and so that's why
I don't. I don't like to talk about my sex life with my significant others.
You don't?
I have no problem talking about it into a microphone, ironically, but.
What about with your wife? You're never like, hey,
I don't like it. No, don't like to.
It's because of the rapist.
No, it's not because of the rapist.
I'm kidding. But really, you guys are never like, babe, last night.
No, we don't do that. No.
Look at Anderson shutting me down.
We don't do it. We really don't.
Never?
No.
Are you turning red?
No, I'm not.
Never once.
I mean,
last night was hot, babe.
If I were to say something like that, she'd be like, stop it. And she'd giggle. You know, it's embarrassing. Like, we don't want to talk about it.
Have you always been this way?
Yeah, with everyone I've been with. I don't really like to talk about the sex. No. But it could be because I've worked on Loveline for 15 years, too.
That could be it, too. Oh, if you haven't heard Loveline, download the podcast. It's a radio show, too. You can listen to it in lots of different cities. Yeah, totally. Okay, so and listen to that, and then we've got a before I get into anal sex, which is our next question, I'm just going to tell you about Emily and Tony. If you haven't heard yet, I have a new brand. It's newish now, 2 months old, called Emily and Tony, and I give you a free podcast every week. I give you two. And I also created an amazing brand of products. I have these massage oil candles. You might wonder what those are. It's actually candles that turn into luxurious massage oil. So another great thing to do with your partner is they just look like regular candles. Not like it like says massage on it. They're actually beautiful smelling candles. We have vanilla. We have fougere, which is like a manlier scent. We have cocoa. And then you light it and it's warm and you pour it on your partner and it turns to massage oil and you can give a massage. And I also use it as body oil in the morning. It's amazing. It smells delicious.
I didn't even know what it was when you handed it to me. And then when you explained it to me, it's like, why haven't these things existed for
exactly,
ever?
Right? Yeah. They're amazing. They're beautiful.
They feel like they should have come out of the 70s and stayed. You know what I mean?
Right. But I invented them. No, I didn't invent them. Other people did, but they didn't do a good job. So I did a great job with them. No, you have to love them. So anyway, go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily and you get 20% off your first purchase. I also have the Down Under Comfort, which is a lotion for men, cream to a powder to put on their balls so they're fresh and dry all day long. So check that out. Okay, anal sex. Let's get to the anal sex email. My boyfriend, whom I love dearly and unconditionally, has expressed his interest in anal sex a countless amount of times, and part of me has always felt guilty for being so resistant. I want him to enjoy himself, yet I can't seem to escape my own anxiety. Of course, a big fear is having a not-so-clean experience and being completely mortified. Also, I'm really big baby and don't handle pain well. I had a bad experience with it once when a past partner tried to be sneaky and, surprise, one of the worst pains in my life. But I think my biggest worry is that once it happens, then my boyfriend will want anal every time. Again, I've never really experienced this before, so I don't know what to expect, but I'm afraid of how it may affect our relationship in terms of intimacy. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly, this is a great question because you cover a lot of the ground here, a lot of the concerns that a lot of women have about having anal sex, because a lot of guys just pressure women into this, and it's just, it can be scary, it can be confusing, and I'm really sorry that you had a bad first experience, because that could turn people off for life. The most important thing is that you move very, very slowly, and that you use lots of lube, and that he starts with just a finger, if you're interested, his pinky. He can put his pinky inside you with some lube and just like even on the top, he could just start actually rubbing the rim. And then eventually maybe the next week he can move on to a finger or two, and it should be a very, very slow, slow process. And during this process, see how it feels. You might like how it feels. You might hate how it feels. But the reason why it can be so painful for women is because they tense up. And so another important thing besides lube is to relax, is to breathe and to not tense up your muscles, which is what we're likely to do when we're afraid or we're nervous or we're anxious, and that's actually when it hurts. So when you relax more is when it's going to feel better. So I think that, you know, you might don't knock until you try it again with someone that you trust if he's a good man. You know, don't get wasted. Don't do whatever. Try to be in a good state of mind. But just make sure that he goes very slowly. And if you're worried about your bowels, just make sure that they're empty before going there. Don't eat a big meal. Because having a messy experience is possible, and hopefully your boyfriend would be okay with that. But only try it again if you feel comfortable with him, and you can tell him that your fears, that he's going to want it all the time, and he probably just wants to do it so bad because you haven't done it yet. And once you do it, I don't think he's going to expect it to be a regular thing. It's kind of a pain in the ass, no pun intended. Sometimes do it all the time. I mean, some people are like, I don't know. I mean, I just think that I wasn't even trying to be funny. But I can understand your concern. So I would talk to him first, tell him what I said, have him listen to the show. And then if you're interested, try it. But you know what, Kelly? If you're still afraid and you don't want to do it, then don't do anything sexually that you do not want to do.
Right on, sister.
How's that?
Hey, okay. Yeah, you know Cloris Leachman?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard a lot of anal advice over the years, right,
uh-huh.
In my position. And we've had like anal experts on and stuff, you know, giving their routines.
Of course.
But I got to say, one of the most insightful things I've ever heard from anyone is Cloris Leachman was talking about anal sex one night. And she said that you should be the woman should push out while accepting.
Oh.
Which kind of makes a little sense.
It does make sense, but then you'd still be tensing a little.
I think I don't know. She said as you're accepting, kind of try and push outward.
Huh, yeah. That's
from inward. It makes sense?
I understand. It does make sense.
Yeah.
But then I feel like you're clenching, and if you're pushing out, then you're tensing still.
All right. I just like the idea of Cloris
Leachman. I don't know.
Try.
I love that Cloris Leachman gave anal sex advice. On Loveline?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, that's what we got time for today. But I want to say that I love all my listeners, and please go to my website, sexwithemily.com, check out Monroe's blogs, check out my mailing list, and put your email on it, because I'm going to send you some information that you're going to need, and maybe some sex toys and things like that, and special offers. But I won't do it a lot. I'm not going to email you every day, I promise. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And I love you all. Have a great day. Have a great night. Wherever you're at, wherever you're doing. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Anderson. Your podcast, After Disaster. Everyone, check it out. It's about movies and stuff. Okay, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at crazygirlproducts.com.